Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball, episode Team Efficiency. Today, Friday, October 23rd, 2020. Today, our episode Team Efficiency will visit and give a listening ear for the audience of the sub areas of categories front court, back court, transition, half court, full court, and bench. Team efficiency in the game and sport of basketball relies more upon the willingness and desire of team members to efficiently and effectively use the substratiations to be the catalyst of what the efficacious requires. Front court, subcategories, concertion, determination, and persistence. Front court and team efficiency involves the ability of the bigs to produce in unwielding and unyielding situations. That gives the fit of the proscription of efficiency a percentile of upheaval and boost in its game and flow of continuity. Concertion with the front court having the bigs to be in unification of being desirable to use the skills and talents of what we call basic basketball in the front court to embark team efficiency. Determination of the front court in its unwielding and unyielding set and time of play in continuity in the front court is more to be the advent of what the proscription feeds into team efficiency. The determination of the front court backs, stimulates, catalyzes the concertion of the front court that the efficient composite of the team becomes persistent in the front court during continuity and game time play. persistence, also the ephesital composite of being successful and accomplishing victory. The back coat, sub area categories of back coat in team efficiency in the game and sport of basketball are awareness, playmake, and control. In the back coat, awareness, the ever most positional tool, feet, because of its position to make or break a team and teamhood back or backbone. For instance, a back coat that is inefficient as a team would not make the playoffs. A back coat which is unaware as a team would not be as efficient in press play of continuity. A back coat that is aware in its efficiency as a team would be more likely to be resilient. A back coat that is aware as a team and efficient as a teamhood would be more likely to be more persevering to attain the obligations of obtaining a victory. Playmaker of backcourts are efficient only by and through the feats of that awareness. For you cannot pass a ball to a player who isn't looking. You cannot score a bucket on a shot not taken. You cannot obtain a victory with deficit on the scoreboard. Therefore, playmake in the backcourt is ever more apparent, subsequential, and repository in restoring and attaining team efficiency. Control in the backcourt needed verily more so for that playmate and awareness that the guards, the ones and twos, ball handlers, be efficient enough to fit the situations with technical reasoning and to adjust in the fittings of those prescriptions. Transition and the three sub-entital categories of transition in team efficiency, converting, occurrence, and reoccurrence. Converting in transition becomes a great facet of what team efficiency envelops. For transition, the bulk of play in most basketball competitions. Converting in the transition gives amalgamation unto the units which are in the convergence of the continuity. Converting also gives confidence to those units as they convert. Therefore, their occurrence becomes efficable. The occurrence becomes easier. The occurrence becomes first and foremost, and the occurrence becomes preferable. That the reoccurrence of the transition conversion be just like taking a walk down the beach or a ride on the bike through the park. Half court, subcategories of half court team efficiency in the game and sport of basketball are the three as such: post, perimeter, and wing. In the post, half court team efficiency usually convenes itself as an easy lay and one or free throws. In the post, team efficiency becomes the preference of most units with a decent big. in the post. In the post, the requirement of team efficiency is to control the flow of the game from the half court set. The perimeter in half court set of team efficiency determinables of an ingenuity which inference brings the keys of half-court basketball. Perimeter, half-court efficiency as a team is venable through the ones, twos, and threes. Wings, which play the perimeter, and wings, which play the post. Wings, which are half co-oriented per play set and play call, for and for with the purpose of establishing a fitting efficiency in the full court through the convergence of team efficiency in the half court as a wingman. Full court, subcategory entities of team efficiency, lane utilization, officials, and side outs. Lane utilization in full court is making the fullness thereof of the fast break, filling the lanes, running the lanes, and resetting within the lanes. Officials have very, very great reference in what your full court efficiency are. You could be a team which runs the court all night and receive the benefit of the call all night. Or you could be a team which barely runs and receive no benefit of the call. However, the officials are going to look at full court team efficiency as the operable mechanism of a unit. Therefore, side outs in full quote play the villainous role of being the opponent to team efficiency in full court basketball. Side outs, which come on dead balls. Side outs would come on personal fouls. Side outs which come on team fouls. Destroy the efficacy and efficiency of team efficiency. Therefore, bench and the subcategories honing, procurement, and modality remain to be the pressurized de-stressor in team efficiency. The bench, which is there to relieve the triggers and the stressors of the starting unit. Honing the bench to relieve those triggers and stressors in the starting unit is how team efficiency is established. Establishing that honing, propitiates the apparable cause of procurement with and once that procurement is enabled, the efficiency percentage rises, and the efficiency solvency becomes marginable, and leads become growth. And victories become sustenance. And that sustenance becomes modality. Modality in the bench, modality in the starters, modality in team efficiency. We've come to the end of episode Team Efficiency. Here today, Friday, October 23rd, 2020. And a newness of direction towards the viewing perception of team efficables. Sarah from basketball signing off. 1-1. All day, all night. Twiggy twee. May your play be your way.